the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's gospel, as we look at the sense of desperation of the servant who owed a debt to a king that he could not pay, we must see that that debt was real and the obligation undeniable. So the king ordered that the man be sold along with his wife and children and all his belongings. So this servant fell on his knees and begged the king, "Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you everything I owe you." Out of pity for the servant, the Lord released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant afterwards, after he had received all this mercy from the king, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him a debt, although it was much less than what he himself had owed. Instead of remembering the grace and the grace that had been given to him, he was very harsh and threw this poor servant into prison until he could pay his debt. When the fellow servants of the one who had been shown much grace and forgiveness saw this, they reported it to their Lord. Then the Lord summoned him and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me, and should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant?" And this Lord delivered the unforgiving man to his torturers till he could pay his debt. Our Lord Jesus Christ goes on to say, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." The grace and forgiveness that we as Christians, my friends, that grace that we seek and need is negated if we ourselves are not willing to pass it on to others with whom we relate. We too are in desperate need of God's grace and forgiveness. And when we experience it, we are compelled to share it with others. Does this mean that we turn a blind eye to sin in others with whom we interact? No. And we can sometimes, we do sometimes disagree, but we do not ever condemn. It does mean that our primary focus needs to be on our own sins, not our brother or sister in Christ. What was our Lord's view of sin of others? On the cross, what did he say? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We who have received much grace and forgiveness are in danger of losing the same when we refuse to forgive. If we refuse to forgive, we negate our own efforts at repentance, without which salvation in the kingdom of God is impossible. Remember, the first word of the gospel is repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That gospel which was preached by St. John the Baptist, by the Lord himself, and by the apostles after Pentecost. It is the first word of the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Our own debt to the King of creation is real, and our obligation is undeniable. The indescribably good news that God forgives us, but that forgiveness is couched in our willingness to forgive others. When we contemplate our own sins in relation to his mercy, our view of others will be transformed into love and prayer for the others who have wronged us. May God be with us all. May he give us soft hearts, forgiving hearts, and may he help us to focus on our own sins and repent from those. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.